Well, it's Wednesday, the 16th of July, 8:30-ish a.m. Another beautiful morning here. The mostly clear skies with those painted streamers off cloud. Wispies, that's what I would call them, wispy clouds. Although they do look rather more wispier than clear skies looking north up the coast. But here at the Barmston Beach Holiday Park, it's another beautiful morning. It's really nice and warm again, sunny. Could have slept on a lot this morning. My day got wakened by, well, of course, kids, especially with young kids, they're always up early in the morning. And that's what gets you up. We had a good job because we went to bed back at 10 last night. Didn't get up. We were woken basically at the back of 8. I was 10 hours sleep, my goodness me. Or maybe all this sea air. So anyway, I am parading up and down the porch, as it were, the veranda, whatever you want to call it, that's built onto this caravan. So, slept well, as I said. My heel still give me a wee bit jip now and again, but not so bad. Everyone else is absolutely fine. So we had a good day yesterday. We went up to heading towards Burlington. Just at the very start of Burlington, there's a big field. And I guess it was where they used to pick strawberries, because it's called Strawberry Fields. And that's where they have a large car boot sale and market. But it is pretty big. I'm not quite sure acreage-wise, but it takes you, well, when the weather's good and everyone comes to sell, it took us over 2 hours to go up and down, and time you stop and study and buy stuff and get it back over to the car and go back over and catch up with Mary and find her again. It really is a massive car boot. We found this since the first year we came down here, and it's on twice a week, so on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we'll have it tomorrow again, weather permitting, although we have been here most times in sunshine. We have been here when it's been rained off completely. So we did that, and then we headed into Burlington town itself, parked up and walked down through the town, did some of the stores and shops, went into, there's a church down there, I can't remember what its denomination is, but it's not a Catholic church, but we pop in every year because they run a sort of a morning 2 o'clock in the p.m. A cafe inside their church, or it's at the entrance to their church, is really old sandstone pillars with the stone floors. It's a gorgeous place, and they've got planters and trees, not trees, shrubs. It's a beautiful place with their tables all set up and the service, and they take in, or I say take in, that's the wrong expression. They have, you know, like those people that are slightly backward, that's the only expression I can use, and they give them uniforms, outfits to sell to serve the tables, and it's really great. So we've been going for years, and they do it for a modest fee, so we always give them a wee bit extra. So we had our dinner, our afternoon tea in there, and then headed on down through the shops, in the shops down in Burlington, in the sunshine, glorious sunshine. And then we came back to the caravan for a light afternoon tea. After that, we sat in Blether for a wee bit and then took a run just down the coast towards Hornsey, Skirlington, Hornsey. And we walked the prom from one end to the other in Hornsey. It's about a mile and a half, I think, long. So we walked along there and back, then popped up into the town. All the shops were closed by this time. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening. And we went into one of the oldie world pubs that they have in Hornsey. Can't remember its name, for goodness sake. I had a cold cider, and Mary had a cappuccino. Exciting stuff. So that was, after that, we had a good blather with the landlord. He was talking about hard times, how it's difficult to keep the pubs open. That's a common story, I'm afraid. After that, we headed back to the caravan, had a light supper, watched the telly for an hour or so, and then off to bed, as I said, by 10 o'clock. So I've had a good day. Weather-wise, it was beautiful. Cooled down in the evening because the clouds did roll in by evening time. But cool was still 18, 19 degrees, believe it or not. Yesterday a good day. Today, the plans, I don't know. We've got mixed plans. I went to see if we've made a decision yet. We'll either go to the... There's another wee car boot north of here, in between the road from Brillington to Scarborough. Or there is the Skillington one's also on a Wednesday. It's not as big as it is when it's on a Sunday, and Sunday it's absolutely massive. So I don't know if we're going to do that or whether we're going to do our big trail. And the big trail involves heading away up and over to the North Yorkshire Moors to Goathland, where Heartbeat was filmed, if anybody knows about Heartbeat. And then we come over there and down to Whitby and then back down the coast. That's a big run. That takes all day to do everything properly. So we're either going to do that today or do that tomorrow. I'm just waiting for Mary making her decision up. She's in the shower just now, and I'll be heading in there just shortly. If I can squeeze another coffee in before she comes out of the shower, that would be great. So anyway, things are holding up. The weather's holding up. We've had... yesterday really was our first real full day down here in the Yorkshire coast. So this is really only day two proper. And if the weather holds, it's going to be good. Doesn't need to be glorious sunshine. Glorious sunshine is just a bonus. If it's fine and dry, that's absolutely good for us. As Scots, if we get fine and dry anywhere in the world, that's good stuff. Okay, so I'll best get in and get prepared for getting a scrub down.